plate a potential nugget.
The other theme I wanted to pick up that you talk about in the book, Vinay, is this notion of decoding the Overton window. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
In page 246, you speak about Vajpayee being in the Central Hall from 1957 onwards and decoding the political common sense of of the time.
Yes.
The Overton window of what India would find acceptable.
That's right.
I find this notion intriguing, right? How do you make sense of a complex sentiment?
Yes.
And that's a trait that a lot of leaders try to develop as they grow senior. Because, you know, a lot of us, let's say I come from an engineering background, where you give me a problem, A plus B, I'll solve it.
Yeah.
But as you grow into complex roles, you need to make sense of complexity, which can't be described in equations.
That's right.
So talk to us about how what can we learn from Vajpayee, especially on how he did it.
So Deepak, the definition of an Overton window is that the window of what is considered acceptable in any political discourse, right? So there's some things considered unacceptable, some things considered acceptable, right? But and that shifts. But at any point, it's pretty clear, right?
Mm.
So for example, until the arrival of Donald Trump, it was considered unacceptable in the US to question the results of an election. Right, it was considered unacceptable. He's shifted the Overton window, where you could allege fraud, you could say this, you could question this. Right, he shifted that.
And what's the origin of this term?
I actually don't know. Okay. I don't know. You know,
it's a curious term.
Your listeners should Google it because I don't know this, and I did not Google this to find out.
Sure. A quick clarification here, since I had the benefit of Googling while editing this conversation. Joseph Paul Overton was a senior vice president at the Mackinac Center of Public Policy. This term came up in the 1990s. He unfortunately died piloting an ultralight aircraft when he was just 43 in 2003. Let's get back to Vinay now.
But that's the question, right? No, as I mentioned here, politics has an Overton window, right? Mm. On economics, for example, in the 1950s and 60s in India, it was outside the Overton window to say that India should have a free market. It was outside the Overton window. State had to play a role. Should it play no role? Should it play some role? Should it play a lot of role? That was the debate, right? And I say that this was not confined just to the Congress, but to all political parties. And for the BJP, which was out of the Overton window when it came to religion, on every other aspect, it wanted to be within the Overton window, right? And Vajpayee was very good at divining that. Now, all leaders need this. And I'll give you an example within the corporate boardroom itself, right? Today, for example, the corporate, you know, in corporate boardrooms, they're talking about gender quotas, for example, right? 10 years ago, you know, you could criticize it, right? Today, if you do, you lose your job, right? So the Overton window has shifted. Now, again, this is just being descriptive there, right?
Yep.
But it tells you something that is live, that, you know, your listeners are thinking about it right now, right? Any smart CEO needs to know this, right? Because these are not his or her personal mores or personal views, but this is the what is acceptable, what is unacceptable environment that is happening around you, right? Now, Vajpayee knew that enormously, right? He had to navigate that, you know, over a 60-70-year period when Indian Overton window is changing, right? I would say today that on social issues, the Overton window has moved decidedly right, right? But that takes some doing. And I think Vajpayee was extraordinarily good at seeing the Jansangh and BJP through as the Overton window gently moved. And his critics would argue that he played a big role in actually pushing that Overton window right.
And given that you spent a lot of time studying Narasimha Rao as well, and that was one thing I picked up about him as well, his ability to sort of decode complexity.
Yes.
Did you pick up any nuances or differences in the way they went about forming that nuanced view? Is there anything that we can learn?
Well, I have to say that, you know, Rao was an intellectual. I don't think Vajpayee and Advani were intellectuals, right? I think Rao had a deep philosophical view of India. I don't think Vajpayee and Advani had it. What they were supreme tacticians, right? And they understood the 50-year arc of India very well, which is, by the way, 10 times more than what any politician needs to know. Politician only needs to know a 5-year history of India because that's when the next election is. They had a 50-year sense of India, right? But of course, Vajpayee was this charismatic leader, right? He was the best speaker, parliamentary speaker in India's history, right? Rao, as I, you know, pointed out to you in our last session, had the charisma of a dead fish, right? Unlike Advani, who is a straightforward man, what you see is what you get. But Narasimha Rao is absolutely the opposite. I also point out here that Advani and Rao never warmed up to each other. There was cold chemistry. On the other hand, Vajpayee and Rao were great friends. They got along hugely, right? And a source of mine, who I'll tell you offline, told me that they used to meet once in a while to complain about their problems in life. Vajpayee would complain about Advani and Rao would complain about Indira Gandhi, right, at a particular moment. And it worked very well because they belong to very different parties with very different trajectories, right?
How do you make sense of complexity? It's one of those things that's never taught in schools and colleges. But at the highest level, this is a superpower indeed. If this topic is of interest, you might like the nuggets around the theme judgment. Please go to playtopotential.com and visit the curated playlist section and see the playlist on judgment. You might also like my conversation with Sir Andrew Lickyaman of London Business School, as he's researched judgment for several years now.